Can we stand together here tonight? Is it possible that even for a few minutes, taking this passage of Brother Gardner's book and applying it to this moment, that we would see God move? It's not necessarily in the acts of coming to a prayer meeting or coming to a church service or singing a song or setting a time, a period here at camp or 8 nights of hope in Rockaway. If Jesus isn't the center of every single thing, then it doesn't matter how many years you spend doing these acts. And so tonight, as we come to an end of this service, Jesus, who is present, wants to touch each and every life.
Cleanse every part. want you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we need you, Lord. Oh, we want you, Lord. Oh, we have to have you, Jesus. Oh, we must have more of you, Lord. More of you, Jesus. Oh, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, Jesus. Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing.
There are those that are here tonight that have expressed a desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And in this book by Brother Gordon Gardner, he certainly speaks a lot about the manifestation of even speaking in tongues and how even scripturally it seems to be that was key and certainly one of the manifestations that was evident amongst many. And I know that there are those that are here that we come out of generations of Pentecostal believers and circles, but the Lord wants to fill each of us with Himself. And the need is so great that the same Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost that brought people to come and hear and listen and receive the gospel is the same Holy Spirit that wants to work in our families and our churches and our cities. Corinth, as Brother Gus visited just recently, was a place of great opportunity and great influence and great trade with people of all different nations and languages. Very, very similar, we may compare today to New York City. And I am believing for revival in New York City. And I pray, Lord, start that work in us. Start that work in me, Lord. Start that work at Pilgrim Camp, even. So if you're here tonight, and I know as a staff member, especially at Pilgrim Camp, there's a tiredness that starts in this second week of the period. And for all of us here, whether we're tired because of working at camp and the hours of early rising and maybe not so early to bed, but I bet many of us in this room are tired, emotionally tired, physically tired, spiritually tired. Probably the group that felt very similar throughout history would be those 120 in the upper room. Could you imagine how they felt? All their efforts. And yet, it seemed very little results. All of their dedication, and yet it seemed they did not have much to show for it. And then the pinnacle of the reason why Christ came, that God would live in us. On that day, he came into that room and filled weak, unclean, unworthy, frustrated, disappointed vessels with life.
Yes.
Life greater than anything they had ever experienced. And everything about them was transformed. Everything about them was different. And the world took notice that a great light had come to the world. And God is still filling men and women and teenagers and boys and girls with the Holy Spirit in 2023. And I don't want the whole purpose for Christ coming to forgive of sin and restore relationship that he might dwell in and amongst us to go without effect in my own life. And I know you don't either. And so tonight, as tired as we are, it's the reason why we must stay and tarry. It's the reason why we must pay close attention to what the Holy Spirit is doing in this moment. And I'm going to ask Pastor John and Sister Diana and my wife Catherine to come, and Pastor John Christian, come up here if you would. And maybe what we'll do is, if you are here tonight and all we want to do is agree with you. That the longing that's deep in your soul that you're beginning to recognize is never going to be filled without the Holy Spirit would come tonight in a new way, a fresh way, or perhaps the first time, and fill you to overflowing. And whether it's tonight that you see that manifestation, or the hunger and thirst begins to be recognized tonight and you begin to walk in that hunger for God until he fills it in the near future, we want to pray with you that you will not live this life without the Holy Spirit filling you. That you would be endued with power from on high also to be a witness. And that he would give you a pure testimony tonight. That your life would be built on a solid foundation of Christ Jesus. Not because your parents' life was built on that rock or your pastor's life is built on that rock, but because your life is built on the rock of Christ Jesus. So as they come to help me pray, maybe two of us each can just take a section and pray for those who would want some prayer tonight. And let's just, for a few minutes even, just continue to seek the Lord. Seek the blesser. Seek the giver. Seek the consolation. Seek the comforter. That in the same way as he was held, we would hold him in our lives today. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Catherine, come with me here. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Some of you need to step out in faith tonight. Just need more of Jesus. be more of the power of the Holy Spirit. Come.
We love you, Jesus.
Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Breathe on me. Breathe on me.
Oh.
Lord, just in the house we lay with God, we pray that here would be His power, His might, Lord, and His joy, and His anointing, God, all of Just to know, oh, we found you.
Say, maybe you need healing in your body. Maybe you didn't hear, but our sister in the back row just said, I could move my arms. Apparently the Lord healed her. And her arms are raised, worshiping Jesus, the healer. Oh, let your faith be increased for your own touch tonight. And that healing isn't just for you, but it's so that we all would know the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. He's passing this way today. Oh, Lord, heal another and another and another in this place tonight, Jesus. We believe and trust you for healing, God.
Jesus is passing this way. Any geographical location, Lord.
We ask, Jesus, that you would come and quicken him in his mortal body, O God. Lord, that you would strengthen him, O God. That you would heal him, O God. Lord, we pray that the many miracles that he has seen and that he has experienced in this very room, O God, Lord, that he would be touched by that same power, by that same anointing of healing, by the same God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would strengthen, oh God, his legs, Lord. Strengthen his arms, oh God. Heal him and cure him, oh God, of any infirmity and any disease, oh God. Named or unnamed, in the name of Jesus, there is a name that we know and recognize. Oh Lord, and it's by that name, Lord, we pray healing over his life tonight, Lord. Oh Jesus, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, right where he's at, Lord. Touch his body, Lord. Heart, oh God, soul, body, and mind, Lord. Make him complete tonight, Jesus. Oh, for your glory, for your honor, Jesus. Oh, Lord, that we might see once again your power at work in us and amongst us and through us, oh Lord. Oh, you are real and alive and faithful. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. We will not settle, oh God, for less, oh God, than what you have. Lord, we want your will and your power and your way. Lord, we want your heart and your mind and your spirit. Lord, empty us of ourselves and fill us with you. Fill us with you, Lord. That there would be faith to move mountains and trees, oh God. That there would be faith to see family members saved, Lord. That the hearts of sons and daughters would be returned back to their parents. Oh, Jesus, a mighty work for your glory in these days, Lord. We believe it, Lord. We believe it, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, do it, we pray. Do it, we pray, Lord, this hour.
Thank you, Lord.
This very hour. God, visit him, oh God. Visit him, oh God. Jesus, healing virtues, oh God. Oh Lord, God, come. Strength, oh God, grace, Lord. Oh, we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, power, glory. stay in an attitude of prayer and waiting on the Lord, but that's number 74 in your white book. I believe it's a good prayer to help us tonight. Come, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Read tonight in John 14 as Jesus was encouraging his disciples. I believe that it's not only for them, but Jesus said, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper and he will be with you forever. If we would just take heart tonight, we could just envision Jesus standing before the throne of God and asking on our behalf. Mm-hmm. That the Comforter would be given tonight. Mm-hmm. I imagine that maybe he's calling by name. each of us who are sitting in this room. John needs the Comforter tonight. Father, would you give him? He says the Father will. We need to just receive.
Thank you.
He's here.